Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your humble host, Vamados, a.k.a. Poetic. And joining me in the Get Down, as usual, we got the one, the only, Dark Knight himself, Chocolate Boy Wonder. He is John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What up with you, bro?
They only scream like that because I hang with you, bruh. They only scream like that because I hang with you. Come on, stop playing. Stop playing. They all be like, yo, you on that show with that real handsome, light-skinned dude, aren't you? I'm like, what are you talking about? Yo, you want to get there? I was like, oh, yeah. You know I got a name.
Because they know you be looking in the mirror and you be seeing yourself. So they rightfully so. That handsome guy, you know, the dark one, Mr. DSP. You know who I'm talking about.
A lady walked up to me in the street and she saw that I had this Get Down sweatshirt and she was like, "You're not Van Meadows." I said, "No, ma'am, I'm the other one." She said, "Oh, you're wise one something or other." I was like, "Wise son, sweetheart, wise son." She's like, "Whatever, you're not light skinned." I was like, "Okay, cool. I'll live with that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
She was like, "You're okay.
Don't follow J. Rob the Wise Son up, man. You know what it is. You all know what it is. The chocolate one always wins. That's why he's got the DSP privilege. Oh, and by the way, Happy New Year, Epiphany family. Happy New Year
to you too. You know, we need a chocolate Happy New Year, like the new birthday joint. Remember for years it was Stevie Wonder, and then 50 came on the scene, and everyone's going, you know, go show these your birthday. We need a chocolate Happy Birthday.
Oh,
not the Stevie Wonder joint.
Wait.
We need another.
Talking about the 50 Cent go show these birthday. I thought you were talking about Candy Shop. My mind went left.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. See?
Hey,
no.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We wasn't talking about the candy shop.
Ladies and gentlemen, he was talking about the candy shop. Don't let him fool you. He was talking about the, what did he say? Take you to the candy shop. My bad. But ladies and gentlemen,
and this is why we can't have nice things.
We can. Always. But if you listen in online and You forgot to dial that number because Blog Talk decided that it was just going to do its own thing and try to shut down the masterpiece that is Epiphany Radio. The dialing number is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, go ahead and please press 1 so you can get down with us. If you're already here and you desire to do so and you have not done so already, go ahead. Press 1. It's okay. You're welcome here. Tonight's show, y'all, tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
You know, I need some new ones for 2024. I need something that epitomizes the sexiness that Epiphany Radio exudes. I need that. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? I need that.
I need sexiness around my neck area, some of my wrist area, I need some sexiness.
I got you.
Hey, listen, my man, we want to give a shout out to the CEO of this fine network, Arthur Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet Douglas, who is also the CEO of Raw Links. Hit the brother up, say thank you for Epiphany Radio, or say, hey, bro, I keep hearing about these Raw Links. I got to count me some, man. Let me see what you're working with. Show me a catalog of what you're working with. So hit him up so we can hook you up and get you fine fitted and tailored for the right Raw Link for you. Now, wow, son, it has been extremely too long. Too long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my brother,
mm-hmm.
my brother, if you would be so kind, can you let the audience know what's going on the Get Down tonight?
Let's keep it simple, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to keep it simple. We come to the chase. I'm not even playing with y'all tonight. I just want to hear some poetry. That's it. I want to hear some spoken word poetry from the listening audience. Everybody with your pen up and your pen and pad down, I just want to hear some poetry. That's it.
Yeah.
Give me what you got. Just appreciate your skill.
Yeah.
Let's start 2024 in the right way and fall in love with what words can really do when they're placed in their proper order. I just want to hear some poetry.
I like it. I just want to hear poetry too, man.
I want to hear some poetry.
I want to hear some dynamic metaphors. I want to hear some purposely scripted ink. I want to hear something that's going to hit and pull and tug at my heartstrings. I want to hear something that's going to mess with my frontal lobe. I just want to hear some poetry. I can't wait, man. I'm so pumped for tonight, man. I am so pumped.
That's it. That's where I'm at right now. That's where I'm at. And I'm hoping the listening audience is with that, too. Because if y'all are, tonight's going to be that night.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like I said in one of my earlier pieces, enough of all this talking. Let's get to work. So, Van, how about this, man? Start 2024 off. I'm not even asking, brother. I just want to hear some poetry, man. Can you get down?
I can get down, bro. I can get down.
If you wouldn't mind.
Thank you, bro. I just want to be the molecules that make up her peace. The elements so powerful they can calm a raging sea and it cease. The type of molecules that make up the bubbles in her bath. Especially when the day unleashed its wrath upon her nestled thoughts that gave way to an increased pounding in her head's infrastructure, only to hear her say, babe, my head hurts. Not knowing I was her serotonin secretion, making her head not hurt. As it evaporated into thin air, as her endorphins start to subside everywhere, I was like a controlled substance. Except my addiction did not cause harm, but more of a chance to drift off into a relaxing peace. Now her abundant healing would start to increase, and she would look at me with the most sensuous stare. My thoughts would become unsure, and it's unfair for me to think if this was that moment when I get to resolve to chaotic events of her day and take her feet into the ocean that is my palm of my hands and massage them with lotion so I can keep her release and I can help her release that tension. I want to be so much more than just a warm body. I want her to intimately feel me. But sometimes, I guess in the end, she definitely feels me. Oh, and me? Man, I just want to hear her unspoken poetry for the mind of poetic.
Unspoken poetry. Unspoken, you say? Unspoken, you say, that gave way to an increased pounding in her head's infrastructure, only to hear her say, babe, my head hurts, not knowing it was her serotonin secretion making her hurts evaporate into thin air as her endorphins start to subside everywhere. I was a controlled substance. Listen to you. Listen to you. Mr. Dope Fiend and somebody's endorphins, and they want them to go off the deep end and bend. And they will. I hear you, Ben. I hear you.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you writing this for me, man, because it's been a while. I appreciate you writing this for me.
So that's where we going, huh? That's where we going. Okay.
I mean,
okay. No problem. I hear you. I see what you're doing. I like this because you basically just told this woman, I want to be that thing that touches underneath your first layer of skin.
Yeah.
Before everything else kicks in and you begin to be who you're supposed to be when you're in love with me. I want to be that thing that touches you. Just the right way for a little while. I'm digging you.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate you scribing it, bro. I do, man.
Sometimes I write some nice shit, but this time, I'm ladies and gentlemen, if you for those of you who are listening for the first time, if you don't know, oftentimes when we put this show together, I'm at work and I don't have nothing because I don't think that fast. And Van will send me a text message, read this. And I was like, but I can't. They're like, shut up and read it. And then, you know, it comes out kind of dope because I got some style. But then other times, you know, I might write something and Van is like, no, read this. And it comes off even better than I even imagined. But for 2024, I'm going to try to write some stuff, you know. And don't get it twisted. David Mott, Jay Walk, and Mojave tend to write some of our pieces. So I'm just putting it out there early. So if you're hearing something really, really dope, y'all know damn well that wasn't me and Van. That was Jay Walk or David Mott or Mojave. So just putting it out there. It's the fourth day of a new year, and I'm keeping it transparent. And dare I say, a lot of shit that y'all going to hear from me came from Van. I'm just putting it out there. So... Now that we know what this is, welcome to the Get Down. It's a fun place.
Welcome to the Get Down.
Come hang out. If we don't do nothing else, we have fun. Come hang out.
That's for sure.
It's a beautiful look. Okay, Van, who do we have coming up on the line?
Man, I am so glad you asked that. Because I've been dying to open up the mics, and the first person on the mic tonight happens to be J-Rob the Wise Son. Welcome, bro.
Oh, my bad.
Go ahead and get on down, bro. Get on down. I'm going to give you the mic, the stage, and the light.
Tap, tap, tap. 1, 2. Tap, tap, tap. 1, 2. Tap, tap, tap. 1, 2. Dear poets. Tap, tap, tap. 1, 2. Dear poets. Let me tell you all about somebody in my life. You see, poetry speaks the truth, and it tells uncomfortable stories that depicts unspeakable horrors, depending on whose skin belongs to the author. Allows you inside the mind of the hurt, shares the glee of the glory, and brings together like-minded masterpieces of stripped souls. Sometimes it yells. It screams for attention. It rhymes. It's metaphorical. It's sublime. It's noble. It's glorious. It's territorial. It's romantic. It's erotic. It kisses the pages with spilled ink like teardrops from crucified hands, holding a pen from an author that has tasted all of the above, that has lost the will to speak up for himself. Because poetry has always been the voice that has never disappeared. It is even spoken in whispered, hushed tones until you realize that whoever wrote those words, whoever wrote those lines, they must be deeper than the darkest abyss ocean that you would never want to venture into. And all that she required is that everyone who ever echoes her words remembers why you're here and remembers her name. Her name is Poetry. And no matter what music you attach her to, she will always sound beautiful. This is J. Rob the Wise Son. And that was just A Deeper Shade of Soul. Happy New Year. Poem.
Man. First of all, let me see. I'm so glad I just want to hear poetry tonight, because this, my brother, is a purely beautifully written poetic masterpiece. Did y'all hear the way he started this piece? My brother said, poetry speaks of truth, tells some uncomfortable stories that depicts unspeakable horrors, depending on whose skin belongs to the author. That is powerful, because each one of our skin has a story to tell. Woo!
I'm going to tell you something. That line comes about because I got a couple of friends that are not African American. And one of my boys said, if I read some of your conscious material, I would think you hate white people. I said, then you're reading from a position of guilt.
Right.
Because it's not written that way. But it's relatable to the victim. And oftentimes, the person on the victim's side tends to look a lot like me. It's not written on the privileged side. So it's not written from a position of hate. Hence, that line depends on who the author is. And oftentimes, it's hard for somebody to understand the pain that you go through when they witness nothing close to it. So it makes it difficult.
Yeah.
So that's where that all comes from. And you have to be able to tell these stories. And sometimes it's going to hurt. It's going to offend. And poets cannot be afraid to offend anyone. That's our job. Our job is to start the uncomfortable conversation. We just happen to use poetry as a buffer to make people comfortable to have the uncomfortable.
Right. Right.
So.
Hey. Fire.
Thank you.
I love it, bro. I love it. Whew,
so,
man.
That's what I was thinking when I wrote that, man. That's where I was at.
Man, this is what we're talking about, y'all. Y'all hear this? This masterpiece. See, y'all can tell he wrote mine. by the way he wrote his. See, you can tell. You can tell. I know you can tell.
Actually, if you'll listen to Van's metaphors, you'll know good and damn well he wrote both of these pieces. Don't play.
Nah.
Don't play. Y'all know good and damn well he wrote that.
Nope. Nope. I can't go for that.
I just got a text in the background, and she was like, I could tell Van wrote that for you. See? See? See?
Nope.
It's happening already. It's happening already. She's like, I can tell Van wrote that for you. It's happening already.
I cannot accept that. He wrote his piece and my piece, yeah. Can't accept that. Matt, I mean, listen. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get to some of these poets, man. I am so ready.
Very much so.
Let's open
very
up this
much
first,
so.
Mike. One half host Epiphany's own of Divas Talk. We have Mrs. VIP. Hey, Mrs. VIP.
Hello, Dan. Hi, J. Rob. How are you?
Wait. Can you do me one favor? Before
sure.
You say anything else, can you start that again? And can you start with J. Rob first? Because everyone always says hello to Van first. You know, and I had a good day at work. I had a good day.
Okay.
You can say hi to me first sometimes. I don't care what happens for the rest of the show. Just once. Can someone say hello to J-Rob first?
Okay. Hi, J-Rob. Hi, Van.
Hey, boo. Hey, you. How you doing, girl?
I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you for satisfying the scribe's request. You know, he's pulling double duty with the ink tonight, so thank you.
You're welcome.
well, Mrs. VIP,
yes, sir.
We don't really have a question of the evening or nothing fancy to say. We just want to hear some poetry. So if you are ready tonight, go ahead and get on down.
Well, thank you. Whether the words rhyme or not, I just want to hear some poetry. Even if it's only 10 lines or 30, I just want to hear some poetry. See, poetry is real, cathartic, soothing to the soul. It takes you through the good times, the bad times, even through the worst. When there's nowhere to turn, there's a pen and paper to create exactly what people want to hear, relate to, vibe to. See, I just want to hear some poetry. Poetry makes one ascend to higher ground, never staying stagnant. You can brainstorm, write all over, be free. I just want to hear some poetry. Even if it's fiction or the undisputed truth, I want to get lost in the words. I want to swoon or raise my fist to agree. I just want to hear some poetry. It's not the fame or fortune to me. I want to feel, dream of what is said long after I sleep, even after I get out of bed. It makes no difference to me. I just want to hear some poetry. So it's time to hear some rhythms or rhymes. Mainly what is said. Like I mentioned, it doesn't matter to me. I'm ready. I just want to hear some poetry. And that's that piece.
Welcome. Go ahead, man. Talk that talk, man. Talk that talk, man. Talk that talk, baby.
You want to know what she said in this piece that just got me all excited? She said, I don't care if it rhymes. I don't care. I just want to hear some poetry. And it was the way that she said it that put the exclamation point on it. This is VIP. This is a dynamite piece, and I love your expression here. Whoo! This is what I've been missing. Why, son?
I have missed your voice poetically. And she does that sultry thing. I just want to spit some poetry. I just want to hear some poetry.
Ooh.
I just want to hear some poetry. It's sort of like when Marilyn Monroe is saying, "Hello, Mr. President." I just want to hear some poetry.
Right.
The hell? That was dope. That was dope. I'm like, all right. She making sure she come back. I'm like, all right. That was dope.
Right.
Hmm. Go ahead, girl. I wouldn't expect anything less because she said hello to me first. So I appreciate that. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Audience, she sounds so beautiful. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
But it was actually a really dope piece. Thank you, Ms. VIP. Ms. VIP? Hello?
Where'd she go?
You disconnected me, man.
Here. No, I'm here.
There she goes. Okay.
Okay. What the hell? Van promised me he wouldn't disconnect people early.
No. Nah, it's all good.
Nice. That was nice.
That was beautiful. Beautiful. Absolutely. Now, of course, before we get you over to the Get Down Dance for a Dynamite show last night, if y'all missed Diva's talk last night, the archives replay is available. But can you let them know what you got coming up next on Diva's talk?
Absolutely. Well, my sultry diva, La Perla Negra, and I will be in the studio, Diva's talk. And we love our topics. Sometimes it's open mic. It doesn't matter what. And at other times, we might just do an audible on top of the topic. But we are on the radio every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So just get ready for some good music and great poetry. Just join us.
Absolutely. Cannot wait. But now we get to usher you over to the Get Down Dance Floor so you can set the tone for the rest of the evening. Are you ready?
Thank you. I'm ready.
All right.
To the
one
right,
love
to
Mike
the
and
right,
remember,
to the right, to the left, to the left, to the left.
Oh, baby.
Do that
cue for
love
yourself,
one
girl. There you go.
Get it in. Ladies and gentlemen, that.
Someone put that in the event page.
Diva,
I need some Cupid shuffle.
I'm going to give you that. Now you got you. She about to get her boogie on out there.
Yeah.
So we got to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving because this show is kicking off already amazingly, and I can't wait to hear some more. So next up, we got our good brother Sinister Spittle is in the building. What's good, Sinister Spittle?
Happy fucking New Year, brothers. And hey, I got to say this right now. All right, we're abridging the passion film with my man, Van Meadows. But he calls out our bro, and he delivers so fucking beautiful opening, brothers. I loved it.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I saw your bottle. I saw your bottle in your vet paint. I saw you with your apple. I see you. Happy New Year, sir. Happy New Year, sir.
Yeah, and it's been a rough one already. But you know what? It's last year I claimed year of sin, and I was right because I've come back to myself. Now, watch what I'm planning. Let's go.
Nice. Nice. I love it.
Ravenous. Fucking ravenous. I'm going to devour it all.
Get it, my brother.
So, Sinister, listen. Yeah. Besides Happy New Year, we're not having any topics, brother. This one, hey, just go for it. Because tonight, I just want to hear some poetry. And with that being said, brother, the mic is yours. Go ahead and get down.
This, we're going to go back in the vaults, is what separates the two. The pulsing vibrations run rampant and self-indulgent flatterings of human nature, be a woman or a man, opposed by autocratic inertia of evolutionary lapse, a redundant occurrence of what once had set plans. For intuitive, scholarly rhetoric attempting to stimuli, if one expects to divert such deviant pleading, broken now is laughter echoing in solitude's box, left unattended in such unwelcoming terrain. Somewhere between comatose and vibrance, it got stuck and spinning sideways. We're stuck. Memories, those ghosts you cuddle in this. No one left to reason your insolence at hand. Moments that twist visual inceptions and dark scenery, shadowing chromatic approaches on citadel drums. Attempting to ascertain the decrepit cohesion spewed about a reality you can no longer feel its impact. Some would revel in such bounty found and willed solace of separation, cerebral canyons so fast. Your insight, an atrocious onslaught of adder-infused allegations of why. The fear is where you now stand. Analyze in solitary abandonment of which fires fray. You have empowered the personal hell addressed. Rather dire stipulations snared these nuances, filling quagmires, ran deplorable and fractured minds. Sporadic to the trails of clandestine hues floating into an abyss. That abyss. One of such you must follow infinitely. And attempting to proceed on something so surreal and true, the reasoning avoids the instances you complete. Breaking static ions, chew of quarter of word two, run blood. Passing his stature, you no longer possess. Chosen! However, I see the psychophant. You always were indeed applied to granted derisions. Thought to be grand. Crashing infestations of intolerable instances, once serene, now only a graveyard of lost meaning without track. Stake the vision in territories of which I take the greenest. Find the excellence of your excremental scraps. Welcome you running self-loathing dying instants, writhing on the lakes of fire burning soul you tossed. Bright infusion shadow of the moment, now lost. It's here. It's here. And what's become separates two. The Bacchanal breeze.
Why, son?
Sister, you're a bad dude. You're a bad dude. You're out here playing around like you don't know, like we don't know how talented you are when you put pen to paper. You're a bad boy. I'm digging you. So this is, and dare I say, you hit different marks in your cadence that I didn't hear before from you. And I liked it. And the Joker laugh got me. I like that. I'm digging the whole Joker laugh, man. I'm digging that. Keep that with your poetry for me. I'm just spoiled because I'm a brat. But keep that. I'm digging that. I like it. Van Meadow.
Yo, one thing, my brother. First of all, I enjoy this immensely because in all of your pieces, you demonstrate something to us, and that is that you are also a performer. You dive so deep into your poetry as a performer, and it comes across to us, your audience, as we're listening, as a performance of a poetic journey. Most of us know what you've been through. And your pieces, you manage to pour yourself into your pieces and make it almost like this theatrical performance. And I'm sitting here listening like, bro, I'm not that animated when I speak. I'm not that loud. I'm quiet. I'm introverted. But nah, bro, you go all in. You go all the way in. You sell yourself to your poetry. And you perform it for us. And I love it, man. Thank you so much for that.
It's all in this, brother. And I've been saying it for years since I've stayed Rod Relentless and Mr. Rod Link. So we're going to get together. We're going to switch artistry and get connected, brother, because you know I love you. The thing is I write in the vein. God damn, I don't deliver it in that same motherfucker vein. I'm wrong with this, baby. Wrong with this. I was taught by the best.
My man.
Love it, man. But we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, bro. Stick around as long as you can. Enjoy the rest of this show. One love, one mic.
One motherfucking love, one mic, brothers. Love you.
Love
I'm rocking
too,
with him. One motherfucking love. There you go. Right, one motherfucking
right.
love, one mic.
Ladies
I'm rocking with him
that,
on that.
That is our brother, Sinister Spittle, coming through, blazing it, man. Man, listen. Hey, can you tell Vinny we need a new mic? We need a new mic.
Vinny!
We need a new mic.
Vinny! The blue one! Vin's asking for... There you go. Bring it. No, not the blue. The blue one, yeah, that one. Bring it over here. Van wants the new mic. There you go. No,
thank
don't
you,
worry
Vinny.
About
appreciate
it. I'm talking to
you.
Union. Don't worry. We're good, Van. Vinny bringing over a new mic.
Thank you, bro. We ready to get to this next artist on the mic, y'all. Listen. Check this out. He happens to be the other half of Diva Talks. And she's a guest host occasionally every other Monday, every Monday, whatever. Maybe every Monday as of now. But she is also on King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob.
Uh-huh.
How y'all doing?
Okay, I got to be with you, too. I need you to say J-Rob first. Just once, Because for the last 19 years, they'll be like, hey, man, hi, J-Rod. Can J-Rod get the highlight first? Like, you know, it's Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. It's Abby and Costello.
J-Rod, do you know why that is?
Yep.
Do you know why that is? Because I introduced them.
Point taken. Point taken. Point taken. You got that. My bad.
But,
Dario,
please say hello to
J-Rod
first.
No. Stay in character, baby. Don't say that. Stay in character. My bad. Just call that youthful exuberance. My bad, baby. My bad. Say hi to Van again, baby. My bad. I'm gonna work the computer. Say hello to everybody. My bad.
How you doing, J-Rod?
Oh,
you all right?
There you go.
I'm good now, baby. But say hello to Van first. You gotta say hi to Van first.
Too late, man. She never said hi to you first. Too late.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. Hi, Van. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. It's all good. It's all good.
My bad.
Welcome.
My bad. Happy New Year, baby.
Good to be back. Yes.
Yes.
Man.
First show of Get Down of 2024. Awesome.
Yes. So we had to come through. I mean, you know, what better way, J-Rod, than for us to just hear some poetry? You know, no prompts, no things. We just want to hear poetry. So, LaPearl the Negra,
yeah.
If you're ready, you just mm-hmm. want to hear poetry, go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. All right. This is called, I got a notification covering my title, Pacified Reminiscence. Some would ask me about my guilty pleasures. I tell them I don't feel guilty about any of my pleasures. We were pressure. So I am reminiscing upon falling feelings of past hidden memories of stimulating energy exchange. From when he'd become intoxicated, inhaling sacred spaces of me and the faint love on my skin. Hijacking my attention as thoughts of him startle sensations of invasions in hidden parts only he's visited. But these are my favorite emotions. My mind plagued with injected thoughts of you, him mounting me. The pictures in my memories of us and that mirror are an everlasting scene. As everything in me cries to the universe for our energies of rhythmic collisions of skin to skin, the convene, lascivious match of lust was quickly struck, igniting the fire of a deep-rooted desire to be touched, specifically how he touched me. And I miss the way his face gets drenched while I squirt and make a beautiful mess, allowing my orgasmic cup to overflow when he gives me permission to quench his thirst and just devours every drop. Now I'm borderline obsessed. I wonder if he misses my scent. And that's that piece.
Go ahead, J-Rod.
Oh, no. You introduced him. I'm going to go last, brother. Because I got something special. I want you to go first, if you don't mind.
I was hoping I got to go first. Cause I don't know if any of you remember a quirky little romantic movie called Jerry Maguire, right? And
Yeah, yeah,
at the
yeah.
end of the movie, Jerry Maguire walks through the door and he says, hello. And he goes through this whole big spiel about how he feels about his wife, whom they were so disconnected. And she simply says, you mm-hmm. hold me at hello.
Yeah.
Well, Danielle, in this piece, you had me at mirror. Because, baby,
oh.
ooh, ooh,
you know you had him. You're like, baby. Hey, baby.
My love.
Hey, baby.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, if that mirror is images of what y'all used to do, I guarantee uh-huh. he misses that scent. Hello.
Oh, okay, right. Miss Pearly Gay. Check it out. See, you ain't finished that piece, baby. You ain't finished that piece. There's a couple more lines in that piece. You ain't finished, baby. You ain't finished. I know you. You ain't finished that. There's some shit in it. See, you cheating the audience because there's some shit you say in this piece, baby. Baby.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. There's a couple of lines in there that you did not relinquish to the listening audience. Yeah, so hopefully next week you can come back and do that piece again and fill in the missing pieces of poetry, baby. Baby, I'm just saying.
You are absolutely right. Uh-huh. I'm not finished with this. I have so much more that I want to add.
Yeah, the phrase you're looking for is you damn skippy. Yeah, I hear you, baby. I hear you. Go on with your fun stuff. Let your bloodlines flow all the way to your bosom and in between your cleavage. Oh, if I could be one of your dreadlocks. Matter of fact, that's my next piece.
You be a lucky something, because they getting caught.
You ain't never
lying.
I'm finna be lucky in about 9 minutes. Go ahead, man. You finish, brother.
I might have to be cutting dreadlocks. No, you good, bro. I might have to play some Neo in the background mirror.
Oh, Lord.
I might have to play that. That's love.
Lord. Mm.
All right, let us. What's up, bro?
Van.
You feeling me?
My next poetry series could be all about women with dreadlocks. And we'll call it the Dreadlock Love Series.
Ooh. Now, see, that's going to be too hot. Oh. Yeah. I'm going to feel like he's speaking directly to me with every one of them.
I'm going to send you the first picture to use, bro, because I got one specifically for that.
Ooh.
And this first piece is going to be called You Pull My Dreads. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Baby. People who don't know will be like, I didn't know J-Rob had dreadlocks.
Right.
Whole lot you don't know, baby. Whole lot you don't know.
Now, Dynamite Show last night. Can you let everybody know what's on tap next for your showing out at Epiphany Radio?
Oh, thank you. Okay, yes, as you heard my diva earlier, we are in Divas Talk. And, you know, sometimes we come up with some topics and other times we just leave the mic open for you. But whatever it is we come up with, I know you're going to love it. So y'all come on through on Wednesday nights, Monday nights. You can catch me co-hosting with King Atterbury and King and Queen's Quarters and that. I'm going to leave them topics up to him because he usually comes up with something dynamite. Back to you, gentlemen.
Dreadlocks. My bad.
All right.
my bad.
And you're playing in my ear tonight.
Hey, hey, don't leave out the mirror now. Don't do that.
I only want to play her dreadlock in front of the mirror.
Oh, God.
I want you to tell me what I'm doing to you while you're looking at me playing your dreadlocks in the mirror.
Have mercy.
Baby!
That's it.
You know I live by myself, right? Take it easy, Daddy. Talk nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
All right now.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
Lord, Lord. We're going to say Lord, Lord, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all sound just like him. Oh, better yet, man.
Yeah,
Ben.
Yeah.
Remember when my man was going, Lord, 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 Lord.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Lord,
yeah.
Lord, 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 Lord.
Oh my God.
I love y'all. Thank you so much. Oh my goodness.
We love you too. We love you too. Now you got to get on over there. They get down dance floor and. Don't let the shoulders work.
Yeah.
Don't let the legs.
Yeah, we want to watch you. We want to watch you do the wobble. We want to watch you do the wobble. Yeah, yeah. Do that. Shake
your
dreadlocks,
baby. I like that. I can wobble now. That's what's up.
Shake your dreadlocks, baby. I bet you can, baby. I bet you can.
Right. Let's all that nigga. One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
What love, one night.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a Pearl Negra on her way to the Get Down dance floor. You can catch her this coming Monday in King and Queen's Quarters and then Wednesday next week in Divas Talk. Next up on the mic, we got our brother C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, Jay?
I'm just happy that I am not on the Epstein list, and I'm also happy that I didn't catch a stray from Cat Williams.
Bro,
how are you, my
you
brother?
And me both.
Wow.
You and me both. Bruh. Because that brother decided, he's like, hey, I'm going to let y'all know the real real. And just like right here on Shannon Sharpe's show, I'm glad you provided the platform for me here, brother, because I got some things to say. Man, listen.
He didn't see the part where he talked about the Get Down.
Yes.
When he was like, you do realize the Get Down is one of my favorite shows. And I diligently listened to the antics of one Van Meadows and his partner in crime, the J. Rawai Sun Gentleman. They are actually accurate poets the way it is supposed to be described, but we won't talk about that. Back to what I was saying about what they did to Bernie Mac. I'm saying. They missed that part, man.
I'm like 15 minutes in, and I'm like, dang. I needed to drink with Shannon.
Man, listen, it was like the first 5 minutes, bro.
Shoot. So what we doing?
Listen. Hey, man, is it my turn?
Yes,
it doesn't matter. See, double. Dig this, brother.
Yes, sir.
Since me and you got a collabo going on that I will address.
Yeah.
We got a collab going on, people. You gotta watch out for this one. It's gonna be dope. So check this out.
Oh yeah.
Me and C Double got this, but C Double tonight on the Get Down, brother. First show of 2024. My man, check this. Tonight, no topic. I just want to hear some poetry. Want to hear some poetry. So brother, let's cut to the chase and please get on down.
All right, this piece is called Straight Jacking. You kept the faith by fleecing the flock. You got rich off of you gospel, and you don't talk about God unless it's what he can do for you. And you never talk about repentance or sin. You said you wouldn't have enough money to get rid of homelessness in your zip code. But tell me, how many homeless live where you live? You said those who live in abomination God hates can coexist with the church. Absolutely. You said and agreed with Oprah that there are many ways to God, but what did Jesus say? Fake prophet, you need to stop it and confess how you got rich. Tell people how you got the first lady to drop it like it's hot for the potters. Tell how Madea hit your head after giving you $1 million. Just a pastor for profit dancing at the freak show doing the wobble, 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 wobble with your granddaughter while the congregation is walking for miles to catch a bus. You raised an alleged kidnapper for a daughter. Your other one threw off her wig like a voodoo priestess while exposing lots of skin. One of your sons was in the bathroom giving head knowledge. And your wife was getting hot for the husband of Nicole Ari. Hey, Miss Parker, at the women's conference. Beware of false prophets. You will know them by their fruits. You had a chance to minister to Sean, but you let Puffy lay his head on you. But I'm told not to put my mouth on the mind of God. Negro, I'm not homosexual. I'm here to cut the grass and show this man as a snake. And I'm prepared for all y'all heads to roll. Get ready to sweat. Everybody dance now. Where's the paramedics? This is poetry where God's exposing you. Now, what in Greenleaf is going on here? That's that piece.
Bo.
Okay.
Bo.
Okay.
Bo.
He went there, man.
Bo. Hey. I just got one question.
Yeah.
Cat Williams hands you the mic next. Is this episode get ready to end?
Well, if people don't like this poetry, they can log off right now. Just hit the button right there.
I know that's right.
I ain't in no trouble.
Hey, Cat Williams said this is 2024. This is the year of the truth. So my brother, I appreciate the piece. This is definitely some truth. Some truth. And somebody, if you hurt by this, well, you might want to examine yourself.
Look, if they're hurt by this, they might want to examine their power bottom. That's all I got to say about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Man, I love this. Wise, what you got?
I just said, damn, I was like, who shit on your cornflakes? My God. He just went ham. Go ahead, boy. I'm digging what you're doing. I'm digging what you're doing. And, yo, man, you people, you're like, and you can drop it like it's hot. Like, okay,
right,
I hear you. I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble. I just want a ham sandwich. I just want a sandwich. It's a chip.
No, man, I'm brother, man. That's my part right there, bro. Yeah, you can't have that one.
Oh, man. My brother has a dynamic piece, bro. Absolutely, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now,
all right.
We'll get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. Thank you for stopping through as always, man. Glad to hear you on the mic. On the Get Down, first Get Down to 2024. Y'all, this is a big deal. First Get Down to 2024. And y'all decided to hang out with us. We appreciate y'all. C-Double, thank you so much, bro. One love, one mic. And get out there on that dance floor, man, and do what it is that you do.
One love, one mic. Happy 2024. Mamba out.
Ha!
That's C-Double 34 music, y'all. Whew. Man, oh man, how you feel about this first hour, son? I mean, it's
been an hour already.
Already,
And we didn't even play no music.
Wow. Wow. We didn't even put the potato chips out yet.
We did not. We did not. But I know one thing. I know one thing.
They know who we be.
Yeah. Y'all know who we be. If you're listening in online,
they know who we be.
319-527-6300. The Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. It's the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob the White Son. Press 1 when you get here. If you're already here, you have not done so. Go ahead. Press 1 and get down with us. Because we're about to keep this party going. Next up on the mic. Uh-oh. We are for a treat, baby. We got Epiphany's own host, one half host of the Inspiration Factory. We got Divine Inspiration.
Yes,
what's good, my brother?
What's good, my brother? Gentlemen,
my. Boy, y'all is cutting up in this piece tonight. Bringing the New Year's in. I guess the New Year's party is still going on.
That story got such a slant to it. Hello?
Hello?
We can hear you,
can
bro.
Hear me?
We can hear you, bro.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. I thought Blog Talk might have been up to her stuff again, but we ain't going to talk that into fruition.
No, we're not going to.
We're not going to.
Yeah. But, man, look, y'all setting the bar real high for the rest of the year. I like it.
Yes, sir. We got to, man. We got to. Poetry. Poetry is a whole nother love language, bro.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It definitely is, man. It's an addiction, though, I tell you. Because once that bug bites you, man, oh, man.
If you got to pick your addiction, let it be poetry.
I know that's right.
Absolutely.
That's the gift that you're going to give it.
Divine inspiration. Like you said, we ain't got no prompts, no themes. We just want to hear some poetry. So if you're ready,
all right.
Go ahead and get on down.
Yes, sir. This piece is called Transcending. Every now and then we, or at least I, have a brief moment of clarity. A respite from me. A time where I seem to connect with the time and space, beyond time and space. And I'm at peace. Able to receive, to really receive what needs to be addressed within me. Not really aware of surroundings. It's as if none exist. A perfect moment sampling a snippet of God's perfect peace. I was aware solely of him and found all resistance to change and being quasi-disobedient, as if there was such a thing, but all that's displeasing to him had come to a cease. Almost as if I were seeing myself from his perspective, yet being flooded with love and reassurance. I was transcending human understanding of being, visualizing indescribable currents of existence without actually seeing, transcending through a midsummer's eve of sensations washing over me as if of unseen electricity posing as light. I was aware of sensations registering as melodic and usually received through the ear, yet this was a melody received through osmosis, or as if the vague residual effect of hypnosis. There was no sense of time as we know it. It all seemed instantaneously accomplished. Absorbed through that transcendence came a tiny infinitesimal iota of an ageless understanding of how we were created to be. I saw how far away I had strayed from who should have and could have been me. as debonair and distinguishedly handsome I jokingly think of me. After that experience, I realized I was a sight for sore eyes to see. I should be ashamed of the filth that was me. So for this next season of life, the bar has been set pretty high. He had such a small task in comparison to what he has planned eternally for sinners saved by grace, including a love that will never die. Now, I don't know if I'll be here for the next 12. I don't know what the next 365 may have in store. But one thing for certain and two things for sure, I will have a much closer walk with God in 2024. A new beginning. A brand new start. You may want to pray for your own transcending. Or at least you would if you were smart. Poem.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
One of the most powerful things you said in peace, man, was in 2024 you will have a more better walk with God. And I love that. I think every year we always say what we're going to do, but once we put it into action, we see how much of a blessing it truly is. Thank you for this peace, Paul.
It's my pleasure. We got to start the year off setting the foundation for a better year and a better us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Why, son?
I'm in agreement with you, Van.
I'm in agreement.
I thoroughly enjoyed this piece, but specifically, as he talked about the close relationship with God.
That got me.
All things being equal, this is a really, really heartfelt. And dare I say
prayer-like?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you for this, Paul.
I thank God for giving it to me to share with you. You know, I always say I cheat because my daddy helps me with what I write. And I'm okay with that.
I love it, man. I love it. Hey, man, let everybody know what you got going on at the radio.
Oh, yes. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m., you can join myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Mr. Alonzo, as we offer a platform of poetry, praise, prayer, uplifting, encouragement, inspiration, all in a profanity-free platform. You know, just come and start the week off on a good note.
All right.
And, of course,
take your socks off.
You know that. All right, thank you, gentlemen, for the platform.
No, man, thank you, man. Thank you so much. And now we'll get you to the Get Down dance floor, man. So you can do what it is you do. You can let DJ know what you want to hear so you can get it on for you. One love, one mic.
Ooh, I'm going to go over there and get the forehead two-step going on, okay? One love, one mic.
I know that's right.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. You can catch him on this coming Sunday. Next up on the mic, area code 972. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Oh, man, this is Jay Walk. What's going on, gentlemen?
Jay Walk.
Oh,
sweet
Jesus. What? Man, mute this mic, man. You got to mute this mic, man. Your voice. Hey, Jay.
Hey, man, you going to start today? You know, I let you make it. And I heard your name dropping at the beginning of the show, and I let you slide with that. I didn't even come at you. But I sure heard you drop my name in there, too. So,
you heard it?
Yeah, I heard him. I heard him. He just didn't know I heard him, but, you know.
Everything I said. I said with love and affection for my brother. I didn't say nothing. That was bad. I was talking about the talent of you and David Mott and Mojave and how y'all contribute to the show. And it
didn't sound like it on my end, but I'm going to let you make it, you know. I ain't even going to even talk to you about yesterday.
Right.
Because he know what I'm talking about, man.
Stop, Jay.
Hey,
stop.
Did you hear him yesterday, man? Right? Did you hear him yesterday?
I'm sorry, Jay. I'm listening to it
tomorrow morning while I'm working. I'm listening to it. So I will know what you're talking about. I got an idea. But did you hear him drop that jewel? Not even four callers in it, he dropping a jewel from the fourth card. Oh, well, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm just going to do this new series. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I caught all that. He got about 15 series going on at one time, you know, and I let him make it.
I was inspired. I was inspired. And besides, that's not happening like tomorrow. I got something else planned.
Oh, that's the other series tomorrow, huh?
Right.
He ain't going to even drop that one. He got that one in his back pocket. He's going to wait. Yeah, it's all good, though, man. I'm going to let you make it today. I ain't going to even do you like I did you yesterday. I lit him up yesterday. I ain't going to do him like I did him yesterday.
Thank you. We don't even have that conversation. Van don't need none of that.
Man, don't need none of that conversation, bro.
That's okay. I'll let you know tomorrow. You're going to want some chicken after that piece. That's all I'm telling you.
Really, Jay? That's what we're going? Seriously? Don't let Van influence you. Don't let Van influence you, bro. You're a good person. Yeah. Don't let him influence you.
All right, man. We're gonna let that breathe, man. All right. This dude cut up by half the night, man. This dude cut up half the night last night, man. I don't know what's wrong with him, Van. I don't. It's something. He got a chromosome missing or something.
That wasn't even me, Van. Yo, man, sometimes I'm innocent. That wasn't even me last night. I swear to God.
You know, and it was crazy because I had just happened to get on right before he spit his piece. So it was perfect timing. And if I could have caught his butt in the middle of it, I'd have lit him up. But he probably wasn't going to get through that piece last night. But he,
right. Man, if Jay would have hit me up while I was trying to get through that piece, it turned into something different, and I'd have had to just log off.
Yeah.
I'd have had to log off.
Oh, man, that was hilarious. That was a good laugh last night, though, man. I needed that, you know. But, man, good show, man.
Me with my thighs.
Yeah. Hey, man, good show tonight, man. You guys are really bringing it, man. I'm a little sleepy, so I'm going to try to get through this piece, man. Not fall asleep in the middle of it. Do what we do.
Absolutely.
Get on down, brother.
My son. That's the brother, man.
My good brother. As you already heard and as you already know, we're not asking for no topic. I just want to hear some poetry. So please, before you fall asleep, get on down.
Let us begin. fire, brimstone, and thunder. What therefore God hath together, let no man put asunder. This world was trying to take us under. Blessed is you and me, protected by the armor of God. Heaven is our canopy. Well before let there be light, God planned this. Did he set our flight? He was there when we landed. He put his hands on us and broke us like that daily bread. Then he began to pray over us as he bowed his head. Any signs of trouble on the horizon, we take it to him, and then we talk about it. He lit the wick in this and burned this love real slow. The well of living water, that's how seeds grow. Enriched in this deepest desire for one another, that's how this love works. Made from my rib, right after I was molded from the dirt. With them amens deep up from the church aisles, thanking God for you tasting these tears from those I cry. Looking down on us from his eye of a sparrow, prince in the sand, my Jesus walks with us. Jay Walt, this is that piece, and I write without fear. Poem.
Van, now I feel guilty. Now I feel guilty because I was going to see some real craziness, and he coming here with all this special, you know, God protect me poetry, and it, not only is it like really dope, I can't say nothing about him because it's my man. And damn it, Jay, you couldn't say nothing like, you know, off the cuff romantical. You had to come with the spirit today.
Hey, man.
I'm just mad at you that I couldn't say nothing. This is really dope.
Hey, man, like, you know what? It was only fitting from coming behind a brother that went before me, so I couldn't.
I
just didn't feel like I needed to go in a different direction. I wanted to, you know, stay with that same beat.
Understood. It's a dope piece. I wasn't expecting that. I was trying to mess with you, but this is actually too good to mess with. So I can't front. It's a really dope piece. I can't.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Talk to me, Van.
Hey man, I agree, man. This is an awesome piece, man. The way you delivered it, it was so calm and soothing. And I know God heard you. You know, you talk about footprints in the sand. You know, and you're writing without fear. And if this is you writing without fear, brother, my God. Whew. There are no boundaries for your pen when you write without fear.
Yeah, that's and that was the direction, man. I you know, had these pieces, man, that I had put a lot of I didn't put a lot of nothing. God put himself in them, and you know, and to say them, man, and to write them, man, you know, with today's society, man. Non-believing, you know, to say that you're a child of his, man, and to say it out loud, man, and to write without fear, because you know this world wants you to not be a child of God. This man, this world wants you to do everything but be, you know, his son or his daughter. So, man, you know, you gotta just, man, hey, bump the world, man, and just what is that? The walk, the narrow path.
Nothing wrong with it.
I'm with you on that.
Nothing wrong with it.
I like the direction you took this. He's in another direction, and he hit us with the spiritual. I can't say that craziness I was going to say before. Because God is watching now. I can't say this craziness now. You know.
Hey, that's why I got all my jazz in first, because I already knew where I was going. So, you know, I had to get you first.
So
that's
foul.
Why I got you yesterday.
So
I got
foul.
You yesterday. I know.
So mm-hmm. foul.
So, exactly.
So he came with this spiritual stuff.
Yeah. It was planned. Because I already knew what you was going to do today. I already knew it. You was waiting. That's why I didn't call for my regular number, because I already knew. I ain't called my regular number because you ain't even see me come.
Good point.
That's a good point.
Daniela knew. She already knew because she already told, you know. So, I got to stay two steps ahead of you because I already got to read 15 different series that you probably going to drop tonight while we sleep. You know if he drop them while we sleep, man? You know, he don't need to do it while we're awake. We just wake up to him.
No, bro. He don't sleep, man. He don't.
That's
sleep.
My whole point. He drops them while we're asleep. You know what I mean?
We wake up and we got a tag.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He got music playing.
Yeah, music playing, nice little picture, these soft, sultry words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's that about?
The reason that
hey,
I do that, I want to give y'all something to wake up to. And if you notice, what do? I tag my boys first. I tag my boys first. In every single one of these pieces, I be tagging my boys first because your opinion does matter to me. And I tag the other people that I love, but I tag my boys first. I tag my cuzzo, who never answers, but I tag y'all first. You know, occasionally y'all be like, nice piece. Then y'all get into it and be like, yo, this was really that joint. I loved it. But I tagged y'all first. And yes, I don't sleep. So late at night, about 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, I find the perfect picture to go with what I'm trying to convey and be like, yeah, all right. Because I got to rock against the pieces of 8. Then I got to rock with, you know, what Van is doing in French. I got to be creative. I don't speak French, and I don't have pieces of eight. I just got poetry series.
Yeah, that French man, this brother be killing it with the French man. I ain't gonna even. I can't.
Hey, man, I know a few words, man.
You
know, I know a few words.
Lying your ass off in 2024.
I might need to revise some pieces of eight.
I just know a few words, man.
Pieces of 8-3 was absolutely awesome.
I have to revive, man, because that's the only counter I got, man. I might have to drop some more pieces to that series because you know it was never finished. You know, it was to be continued. So sounds like I'm gonna have to get off in there,
and
man.
That's why I got different stuff happening. This new series, if y'all remember, Marvin Gaye's last album was the Midnight Love series, and that's what's coming up now. Midnight Love series.
And then, you know, man, some of this stuff, man, that I write, man, I got to give a shout-out to Strategy, man, because he, you know, with these posters he put out, man, and, you know, sometimes man, I have nothing sometimes, man, and this brother, man, it just seemed like he just – know how
he
to bring it
out. Yep.
You know, and the pictures be dope, man. You like, I don't even know how he even comes up with some of this stuff, man. And he'll challenge you in a heartbeat.
If we're going to give flowers, let me drop something in your lap. Because without divulging too much and whatnot, while I was really heavy into what I was going through, Jay Walk hit me up, I think like 11 o'clock at night. He was like, listen, I got something I want you to take a look at. And we were just talking and vibing and whatnot. He's looking out like a brother supposed to, off the cuff, just looking out like a brother supposed to. And he sent me a couple of photos, and I was like, these are really, really cool. I had no idea he spoke in a strategy. And I didn't even know strategy knew any of my poetry. And Jay Walk, some new material from a different space because I need to get out of my head. And because of you, Van, Jay Walk, and our other boy, I started slowly pull this out. But Jay Walk, bruh, salute to you for what you did for me last year, man, because I was in a real dark space. You know, I talk to Van on a regular basis, but I can't just keep bothering Van when I'm not there and whatnot. And after going through the deaths that I suffered, I appreciate you picking up the phone and just reaching out to a brother and sending them pieces to me, man. And salute again to Strategy for whatever that conversation was that you had with him. Because those were really, really, really dope. And I intend to write to those. So,
man,
salute to you once again.
It was simple, man. It wasn't even, man, can you? And the crazy thing about it, man, you're so loved. Without hesitation, said it, man. And not even 10 minutes later, man, he had like 4 or 5 different. I was like, dang, dude, you were fast. Like, he was just like on it that quick, man. So he was definitely, he's definitely a fan of yours. So he was, man, he was honored, you know. And I definitely got to give a shout out to C Double, man. That brother, man, he's actually getting me more comfortable speaking and getting my words out, because, you know, like I said, I was right, but I wouldn't even go back and say them. But man, he's really getting me comfortable, man, with some of these pieces that he's doing for me, man. So I definitely got to give him his flowers today, man, because he's definitely taking me to a whole nother level.
Salute to you, man, because I'm digging that material. I'm digging the recordings and whatnot. I'm like, okay, I see where you're going. This is a year I'm definitely going to get back to doing recordings. I heard what David Mott put together, and you know, we're definitely getting back into the recording phase. So expect new stuff in 2024. It's going to be really dope.
Definitely. Everybody, man, we definitely need to get together, man, and pin a piece together, man, and just, you know, like that Three Kings, man. I appreciate you, brother, jumping on that.
Yo, that Three Kings was awesome.
That was amazing.
You know,
I loved it.
I couldn't think of two other brothers, man, I would want to pin that piece with, man. And Jay Rob came up with the topics, man, and you guys leaned into it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
With two great poets such as yourself, man, just to see that thing come together. And when you read it, oh, man, it reads so fluent, man. And it's that thing is amazing. Yes, sir.
It absolutely does.
Man, hey, it's an honor. Absolutely. It's an honor, man. I know y'all got a line up behind me, and I know they like, man, these dudes get on the phone and get on this thing, and they'll talk forever, so. You know, my apologies to the waiting crowd. Forgive me,
like,
man.
Hello?
It's what family do. You know, it's
right,
what family do, man. When we,
come on, y'all, get up. Let us on. But we appreciate you, brother. We're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. Thank you so much for stopping through. It's always a pleasure, always an honor to have one of my brothers, one of our brothers, come in here and grace it, because it's about to get sick after you even more.
Hey, man, I'm here for it, man. I'm going to be in the background listening, man, because, you know, it'd be some folks in here, man, putting gasoline and lighting fire to this thing, man. So I don't even know how long my phone going to last with all this heat coming through.
I know that's right. All right, man, brother.
Man.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, brother.
Ladies
and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Jay Walk, gracing us with the blessing of his poetry. So we're going to go from Jay Walt, man, to our other brother, none other than Double A Ampliano, the Kingpin, is in the building. Good to hear from you, bro. How you doing, man?
All right. Happy New Year's, my brother.
Happy New Year, my
Happy
brother.
Happy New Year, King.
Yes, sir.
Very Happy New Year to you. King.
Oh, excuse me, I had to get more comfortable.
That's all right.
No.
There you go.
Ain't
nothing. That's why we need to take your socks off. There you go.
Nah, it's everything's going all right.
Good. Glad to hear it.
What's going on.
Good stuff.
Well, my brother, tonight,
very, very good stuff.
Don't have any We don't have anything special, you know. We didn't come up with something to stretch your pen We simply tonight just want to hear some poetry. So, my brother, if you are ready, go ahead and get on down.
This was a piece that I wrote tonight just before the show started. A piece called The Green Book. There are many books in history. The Bible, the Quran, many dictionaries and books of learning. But one book became the savior of a people. The Green Book. It told us where to go, where not to go, places that were not safe. The sundown towns, where you may never be seen again. Restaurants, hotels, places of safe haven, places where we didn't have to worry, where we were around our own kind, didn't have to worry. And for a moment, nothing mattered. Now we have GPS to tell us. But as I sit here and wonder, with the state of the world today, if we shouldn't have a green book once again. And that's that piece.
Why, son?
Pay attention to your surroundings. When I think about the world that we're in, and I look around, as beautiful as my city is, there's a lot of ugliness. When I look at my next door neighbor in New Jersey and saw what happened to an Iman recently. We're in a state of flux. And this piece just brought me right back to reminding myself what a state of flux looks like. We got to get right with the Almighty and get right with each other and stop this madness and victimizing each other. I appreciate you for this piece because it touches exactly in that. And again, I'm digging the spiritual aspect of the piece itself. So I say again, thank you. Van Meadows.
You know, my brother, this is a deep piece for a number of reasons. But the main reason is the spiritual aspect of the piece. You know, and we talk about the Green Book that told us where to go, where not to go, places that were not safe, the sundown towns. And then that next line, where you will never be seen again. This book was able to tell us that, you know, and from your writing, you know, that part right there makes my heart go out to anyone that has ever had someone go missing and still have not been found or has been found not alive. This present day is very real, and that line to a lot of people. I remember growing up seeing the milk carton, seeing the kids in the back of the milk carton. And it's still happening today. So, brother, I thank you for scribing this piece. I thank you for bringing stuff to our forefront, stuff that we just take for granted. So thank you for this.
Indeed. You're welcome. Indeed.
Well, my brother, we're going to move you on over to the Get Down dance floor. I know the atmosphere is about to change because the kingpin's about to slide out there and start doing the thing. Are you ready, my brother?
Shake a leg or two.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Shaking a leg is good.
Yeah, absolutely. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic, and here we go again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to 2024, baby. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, bro. That is our good brother, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. AA, a.k.a. the Kingpin, on his way to the Get Down dance floor. Whew, man. Pieces, man. It's fire tonight, Jay. Fire.
It's something crazy.
Fire. I mean, we going through a range of emotions in this show with these pieces. And I am anxious to see what our next caller has for us, because he is none other than Chris the Gifted Divine Demon Wolf Our Zone.
What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, Get Down?
What's happening, sir? What's happening?
Hey, I heard the whole show, so I got to say this right. What's going on? How you doing, Terry Rob?
My man. There you go. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for calling. It was a wonderful show. I see everybody next week. It's wonderful. Welcome back. Happy New Year. The Get Down is back. Thank you, everybody. Good night. My bad. It's not time yet. Sorry. You call that youthful exuberance. My bad, brother. My bad. Whew, my bad. Hey, Chris the Gifted. Good to hear you, man. Happy New Year to you, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. Likewise. Good to hear y'all too. Happy New Year. And in all honesty, I already struck the van about two or three times today, so I had to get out of the way. But like I said, I had to get Rob his props. But I struck the van several times today.
Yes,
not
sir.
Poetic.
And I'm okay. Listen, and I'm okay with it, bro. Trust me, man. I am totally okay with it.
No, I was just playing, you know, just messing around. But how y'all doing?
Good to hear you, man.
Likewise.
All is good.
Man.
All is good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful.
I had to come back.
No complaining over here, man. It's going to be a good 2024.
Yeah. You ready for that snow, man, or did y'all get hit already?
Nah, it's on its way, brother. By tomorrow night, we should be somewhere within it. But, hey, listen, I got some good jeans. I got some Tims that I'm trying to break out. I got this dope North Face snorkel, same color as my Tims. And got a dope, you know, wool cap that looks just like that. And I got a big-ass rabbit fur that I can wear on top of my dome piece to keep me toasty. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. Old man went to a mess with my sexy. I'm all right. You know,
I'm sure you're stacking up on
this echinacea so I can, like, you know, make sure that, you know, your brother don't get sick. I'm with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know you know what to do. You're used to it.
Yes, sir. Don't like it, but I'm used to it.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Not for the kids.
Van Meadows, give it to the brother.
No more. Divine Demon, my brother. Tonight, man, like we've been saying, no topics, no nothing fancy. We just want to hear some poetry. So, my brother, we're going to step back, get out of the way. I'll let you go ahead and get on that.
All right. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. It's a new year. The demon's here. I room with no fear. You're like a drunk-ass baby burping on Similac and beer. They say I got a chip on my shoulder. but I'm on my shit, wicked and colder. I spit raw flame, scripted and colder. Getting my rocks off, taking hairs off your shoulder. You think I just spit to be spitting? I'm slicker than a grass slipper fitting. I be smooth as shit, so I'm smitten. I stop and drop when my plot sticking. I make skinny chicks skinny thick, because I be sticking. So yeah, I have the gift of twisting words. Like a middle think, I be flipping verbs, like birds. I be maxing and relaxing the segments and fractions like thirds. Because my shit be hits, like drops, be drips from turds. Shining bright like a light or a strong beacon. Choir, but I can't be no deacon. I ain't no joke, you stay woke. I leave them dreaming. In case you forgot, this gift don't stop. I'm a motherfucking demon. Now I'm spinning and winning, but this ain't no diss track. I spit with systematic lines full of syntax. Going deeper than the surface, leaving an impact. I'm heaven sent, I came and went, so you can get back. In peace, divine demon. Happy New Year, y'all.
Yo.
In the work, go ahead, Van.
When he said he was going to switch it up, I mean, I did not know he was going to switch it up on us like that, my brother. Yo, Jam, hit the out button now. Some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about with that reference, but it's okay. Any heartbreak, check it out. But but Divine Demon, man, this your wordplay in this piece, man. I'm writing a piece right now with you in mind, and I don't even want to spit it. Right? I've been writing it for like the last 2 days, thinking about how you do your wordplay. And here's another piece where you just take the wordplay to a whole different level, and you got to pay attention because when you're doing it, it's subtle, but it's very meaningful, and you got to catch it. So when I send you, I'm going to send you what I have so far, and I want you to let me know what you think. Because I got you in mind as I'm writing this piece, and it's a few days ago when you posted, I forget what you had said, but it was a very thought-provoking thing that you had said, man, and it got my mind going. So I'm going to send it to you later. You let me know what you think, man. But this was another brilliant piece, man. I love the way you switched it up, man. Dope ink as always, my brother. Why, son?
I'm just a straight fan, and this is a great way to start 2024 with the switch up, because you've got so many different poetic styles. I can appreciate the switch up at any given time, and your dexterity in your poetry says so much to a listener like me who always is animated to listen to what you got to say. I say thank you, and please, please keep doing this type of stuff, because I love the switch up on a regular, man. Love it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate that, J-Rob.
I love that shit. For real.
Yeah, without question. Man, No. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Hey, Jay, he ain't been gone nowhere yet. I ain't seen no post about where he been yet. So he might be in chill mode.
Dude, listen. Check this out, man. Let me tell you something. I saw your man at the LL concert in Houston, Texas, and then I see your man in Vegas with Frankie Beverly. He was walking out talking to Usher like they were old friends,
right.
And then I saw him in D.C. at the Jazz Festival, and then I was like,
right.
I'm coming in trying to get to Barcelona. He's just coming off of Barcelona talking to the count from Paris and what have you. And I was like, I didn't even know you knew these people. He's like, yeah, that's just one of my boys. I know him. I'll talk to him later. I was like, I hear you. And then what is he playing inside the airport while he's getting on the plane? We're on a world tour with Muhammad, my man.
Muhammad,
I was like,
man.
I hear you. I see you.
Yes, sir.
I hear you.
I'm laying.
Hey, man.
I'll be honest.
Nah, man, it's all good, man. It's all good, man. It's just thank you for just coming through, man. We appreciate you. We appreciate your gift, bro.
Really?
And when we say we just want to hear some poetry, man, you come through and you deliver, and that does my poetic heart good. So thank you, my brother.
No problem. You know what? At real talk, I had another piece in mind, but I was like, it's not really poetic. It's just like it was about what do you call it when you make a New Year's resolution, but it wasn't really like a poetic. Didn't have a real poetic feel to it. So let me find something else. So I found it. But while I was waiting to be brought to the mic, I started on this one about a chick with dreadlocks. Like, so I'm gonna drop that later on if I can get there.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's go.
That's what's up. I can't wait to hear that one, man. Read that one, man. We might have to have a whole show, J-Rob. We might have to have a whole show, bro.
That's it. You know what y'all should do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what y'all should do? Along with
how?
Yeah, I should get a chick with a Jamaican accent with some locks and an accent and all that to be like the guest host.
Ooh. I like where his head is
that's
at.
That's not a bad idea.
Some Rasta
and
a background.
And I just downloaded a whole lot of Jamaican reggae. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down. I'm down. Now we just gotta find her. Okay.
right.
Activate it. All right, my brother. We're gonna get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, man. One love, one mic.
All right, y'all stay cool.
Peace, King.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, man. Chris is gifted. A.K.A. Divine Demon. Whew, man, we'll keep this party going. Next up on the mic, J-Rob, we got none other than our East Coast go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
I'm good. Happy New Year, Kings.
Happy New Year, King, bro. Happy New Year. Good to hear you, bro.
You know, I'm feeling good. You know, I came up with a quote in my mind, and I was just thinking about my mind's always thinking. I feel like when you're doing poetry, you're in the cage. When you're calling in, you're in the cage, right? And you're fighting to express your mind. The person who's captured to be free has more to say than somebody who already claimed to be free, because you're fighting for something. Mm. You're fighting to explore. You have to be captured to be free. And when you look at the ancestors, they always had something to fight for. That's why they are always expressing themselves. But somebody who's complacent, and they already say that they're free, they have nothing to fight for. So if you have nothing to fight for, how can you have something to write for?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm with you on that. There you go.
Absolutely.
That's real talk.
Yeah.
Without question.
My mind goes to that. I do a lot of thinking. I don't know why, but I'm always thinking that, like, I'm just like an engine. But it keeps going.
Well, listen, this is what we're going to do with your engine tonight, because tonight's no topic. Tonight, I just want to hear some poetry. So tonight,
okay.
I need you to do us a favor and get on down, brother.
Okay, the name of this freestyle is called Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Not today, people. Brothers and sisters, we have a fight going on. We're trying to be liberated in truth. We are fighting in everything that we're going through. Sometimes we feel like the police are not even on our side, and we are be denied justice This is the time of the truth, and the time that we are facing right now. We are looking at the ancestors and what they had to fight for. What is war and what has been proclaimed? And everything that we should never have any type of shame, because we are trying to get out this cage, because I ain't going to let nobody turn me around. I ain't going to let nobody turn me around. Because you can't turn me around in fear. You may spray the fire hose. Oh, yes. You may put the dogs on us. You may told us that we can't vote. You may have killed people of our own kind, and you want to remind that we are beneath you all. But you can't turn me around. No, you won't turn me around. I can't be turned around because what Malcolm X had to say. I can't be turned around because what Dr. King had to say. I can't be turned around because what Marcus Garvey had to say. See, when our words is being on display and we cannot be turned around because we have something to fight for. Still fighting in my own skin, and where do I begin? And every time when I go outside, it seems like it's happened all over again. Are we being pressured? Are we being pulled over? Are you looking at my skin like it's war all over, looking over our shoulder? And the ancestors have been those angels from then and now, and they won't allow no more attacks, because we can't turn around. We won't turn around. How can we turn around? But the tears that keep coming down our face, we're trying to find that special place. Oh, I hear you. I hear your words to be free. I hear your words. I hear the voice. I hear the voice of Sandra Bland. I hear the voice of George Floyd. I hear the voice of all those who have been attacked. I hear the voice. We keep fighting. We are not going to be in fear. And we go ahead and express that we show our love everywhere for ourselves. And when they try to turn us around, when they say go home, when they have our people captured, I will remind them like Malcolm X, we're going to make sure that this person has been treated fair. I will remind them like Dr. King, you're not going to fight a war in this Korean War, the Vietnam War. You will not fight a war when a war is being waged against you. I will remind them like Marcus Garvey that we have to unite, that we have to know and love ourselves. I will remind them like Fred Hampton about what the pig has done to us. I will remind them like Harriet Tubman, come with me if you want to be free. I will remind them like Frederick Douglass, to exercise your mind if you want to read and write. I will remind them the ancestors. I will remind them of the people who have died, who have looked for justice and got nothing, like Trayvon Martin. I will remind America that all we ask is that you be true to yourselves, as is that you keep saying what America stands for, all in your hypocrite nation. But you want us to be turned around in your favor? You should realize we come from Africa, and the fighting is our nature. Miss Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, dig is in the Marlin pipe and dry.
Oh, so yes, you jumping straight into Black History Month early with it. And you're about to hit that Martin Luther King joint since his birthday is coming up in 2 weeks. I see you. I see you. I like where you're going with this.
I never forget about the, you know, y'all know how I am. I never forget about the ancestors. Every 365 days a year. Because if it wasn't for the ancestors like Dr. King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, Fred Hampton, you know, the Black Panther Party, Huey Newton, Bobby Seale, you know, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, you know, Crispus Atticus. I mean, where would we be? Where would we be as Black people? Because I feel like we have to continue the fight. We can't say that we just totally free. We have to honor the ancestors. We must continue the fight.
Totally agree.
Absolutely.
Totally agree. All right. I'm rocking with you on that, boy.
Yeah, man. He definitely went full conscious mode on it. I mean, full conscious mode.
Thank you, y'all.
I appreciate that, man.
You know, I got two songs for you, J. Rob. DJ, Bill Hyman, You Know How I Love Me, right?
Go on.
Enchantment, It's You That I Need. I'm putting that old school out there.
Got you.
Got you. Okay.
My man. Much appreciated, King.
All right, bro.
Much appreciated to y'all, King.
I appreciate you, too, man. We'll get you over to the dance floor, man. And DJ got that go-go music waiting to get on for you.
Yeah, you got to have the go-go music, too. You know, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got the go-go swing. It go do-wah, 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 do-wah. Chuck Brown. Yeah.
All right, bro.
All right, bro.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Mr. Automatic Charismatic on his way to the Get Down dance floor. Next up on the mic, area code 213. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Happy New Year, gentlemen. Sincere from Los Angeles.
Yo, it's our West Coast Go.
What's up, man?
What do
you
do, bro?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, bro. Good to hear from you, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing well. I'm not complaining. I told myself that I'm going to make it happen the best way I can.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Yes, sir. I love that.
Nice.
Love
that.
Yeah,
good to hear from you, Coach.
Man, I follow you guys even though I was going through my life journey. Congratulations on you being married, Ben, and J-Rob. I know you're going through life, so my prayers always went to you guys. So
thank you, Dad.
Sorry I didn't reach out.
Appreciate you.
Condolences to everything you and success to everything you guys been through last year. So much love.
Appreciate you,
King. You too, bro.
Much appreciated. Thank you, and continued success with what your projects that you've been working on. And again,
absolutely,
my heart goes out to you with any difficulties that you have to deal with, and may they all work themselves out through the Almighty.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Ashe.
Appreciate you. Well, I tell you, want to usher out, brother?
Yep, got you.
Yeah.
Dig this, Sincere. Besides Happy New Year, we ain't asking for no topics and titles, brother. Tonight, I just want to hear some poetry. So please, honor Van, honor myself, honor the Get Down, honor the mic, and brother, just get on down.
I am an atheist, 17th century Anglo-Saxon, off of blackjack, origin, which formed the European crime gangs. Check the authors, 50 Filthy, or Soul Generations at the Fall of the Black Moon, Setting or Rising, or Raising of the Queens of Kings, Bloodline, Royalty as Royals, King Cringe. Form forth a bastard's begotten daughter's custody agreement by which she said, I'm a Democrat in a Democratic Republic, out of romance of Roman politics, off jury, off the Nile. Ask the citizens of Niger. For those who don't know, it's N-I-G-E-R in Africa, in Athens, an Italian Greek god that made you clay and clam from red crystals. Who am I? Hell, ceasefire, the empire, emperor is here. Harking at stalemate, offering conclusions to the columnist report, senators, sentimental demagogues of an ineligible ancient ones. I'm an atheist. Ed McKinney won't have poetry. Sincere. That's that piece.
Give it to him, boy. Give it to him. Even when they're not ready for it, give it to him and let them know exactly what it is. Yes, sir. Give it to him.
Without question.
This is what poetry is about in 2024, y'all. Spitting the way you feel it and giving it to them when they're not prepared for it. Salute, King Van Meadows.
Yes, sir. I mean, listen, it's been a minute since I heard you on the mic. I've seen your pieces. I know you've been going through some challenges. But your ink is what's going to keep you afloat, man. Because when you start writing, and you write like this, my man said, I'm an atheist. But then you got to listen to the context of the poem. You got to listen to it. You got to listen to the context.
You got to listen to it and pay attention. You'll get it, you got to pay attention.
You got to pay attention.
Because the beginning is an impact statement. You'll get it after that.
Right. You'll get it. Yeah. Without question. So thank you for that, my brother.
Man, my brother, thank you, man. And I'm humbled. I appreciate it.
Nah, man, we appreciate you, man. Now we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you can mingle. Because, man, they is out there cutting the fool out there, man. So I need you to go out
Absolutely.
There and join them, man, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Absolutely. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother Sincere from Los Angeles on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. That's our East Coast go-go brother. You know what I'm saying, Jay? West Coast go-go brother. How we have our go-go brothers back-to-back like that, though, Jay? How did that even happen? We had the East Coast go-go brothers.
The poetry gods have spoken, brother.
I can't even argue. We're going to go from our go-go brother to Epiphany's own one-half host of the Just J Gina Storm Show, and we got Just J in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Images of Beyonce, the award.
Hello?
Just J.
Hey, Jay, baby,
what to do?
What's going on, man? I was sitting here chilling and then chit-chatting with the wife, watching some videos and stuff, man.
Hey, what's up?
I can't wait to do some poetry
out there,
man.
You say you can't wait to do some poetry? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Give him what he asked for.
So let me give him what he asked for. Hey, Just J, it ain't no topics tonight. It ain't no nothing. Just, hey, man, we just want to hear some poetry, bro. So go ahead and get on down.
Cool. I appreciate y'all. Good to have y'all back on the air, too.
Appreciate you, bro.
There's a sound in the rhythm of silence. In the absence of vibration, there's an infathomable depth, and it has its own resonance in the vast cavernous, the tranquility. Where quietness clangs hollow, in chambers of blackness, where even touch can be numb. And an ear muted, as this soul sighs, filling disembodied as my mind searches for sound in the vacuum of thought, vibrating. Vibrations that reach out in every direction, never to return to me again. As I strain my eyes in this pitch to see muted strobes explode in my closed eyesight. But these are just illusions, created by my mind's eye, causing my physical eyes to see sound in the dead of darkness. On command, I command my diaphragm to crush down and deflate as my lungs take in air like a mighty whale that prepares for its descent into the deep. In a harmonious ballet of muscle and sinew, I squeeze with all my strength, fiber, and might, and I compress and jettison this breath out of this chest through the hallowed halls of my esophagus, through the bottleneck of my larynx, as I stretch my jaws wide to roar, only to produce nothingness. As my lungs ring out and sputter the last bits of hissing wind, and I feel faint from exertion. As my last-ditch efforts leave me breathless, depleted, and defeated, from now I must accept my silence in silence, and these poetic passages of stark darkness and solitude. And from this void of nullity, you remember the lily. Yes, I remember. The lilies swaying gently in the field, looking oh so lovely. Yes, the lily. Her inner beauty sings soliloquies that unplug my ears and my tears unbind my eyes and my heart wail, the night-shattering wail, as lava surged back into my marrow. He stood and he cried, and I screamed that I am alive.
Oh, all right now, William Shakespeare got some competition.
See,
go ahead, boy.
See, I knew it. I knew it wasn't just me. I knew it.
You hear this, man?
Brother, do I? Do
mm-hmm.
I? Absolutely. Absolutely. I hear it. That's what I'm talking about.
Like
bro.
This dude here. This Mister right here, boy, I tell you, you young people in your MTV and your pens and pads and poetry, boy, I tell you, what a time to be alive, I tell you, boy, you young people today, that was dope. Let's not play. That was really dope.
Thanks, man.
For real. So what you thinking,
man?
I done told
Jeff J that these writings of his, like this poetry is more Shakespeare's, and that's the vein that he's writing. I feel like he sat down in a quiet room and said, Shakespeare, I know you're great, but show me how. Give me the words to write like you wrote.
Mm.
He tapped Jeff J on his shoulder and he said, you know what? It's already in you, just write. Phenomenal,
yeah.
Jeff. Phenomenal, Jeff. Right,
man.
I love it, bro. I love it, bro. That's powerful. Powerful.
Thank you, sir.
But thank you.
It's good to have y'all back on the air, man. It's been a treat for me tonight, man.
Oh man, thank you. It's
been a treat for us.
You've been a treat for us. That's my brother right there. See, that's my twin. Y'all need to know that's my twin right there. That's my twin. But yeah, man, this is definitely a treat for us, man. Definitely a treat for us. I'm gonna wake up tomorrow morning and I'm gonna write something about some lily. because when you talking about this daggone Lily, and I feel like that Lily is in the field naked and she needs to be clothed. So I'm going to write something tomorrow. Okay, Shakespeare, challenge accepted. I got you.
See, that's my Lily right there. You can write about a Lily, but not that one right there.
My man. Hey, man, that's some good stuff,
that
man.
Part.
Hey, man, before we get you over to the Get Down Dance World, bro, let everybody know what you got going on at Epiphany and Abroad, bro. Let them know.
Oh, man, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Me and Gina Storm going to be back at it again. We have an interview that we have to do before we go on hiatus, and we want to go ahead and get that out the way. We got one of them out the way last week with Mr. Whispers. When he came through, we went ahead and did it on video, man, and a rep for Small House and rep for Epiphany as well. We was even doing Raw Links drops and all the rest of that type of stuff. But we have to get one more time out of the way before we go hiatus.
If you want to do another interview this Saturday, you can. It's fine. I'm okay with it.
Not on this short notice.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know.
And listen, I'm just waiting to get an interview. I want to be like all you famous people and get interviews.
Oh, you ready for an interview? You know I interview you, J-Rob. Don't play.
I'm just waiting.
All right.
Get him, Jeff.
Done deal.
Get him, Jeff, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? I think J-Rob waited for the right time.
I'm waiting. Hey, listen, I want to be famous someday. You know,
already
get movie scripts and stuff. You know, I want to get movie scripts like Van and then Mojave and them and whatnot, and talk real sexy to people and stuff, and you know,
right.
tell a really compelling story of poetical prowess. I'm just saying.
Okay, all
right. I feel you on that, J-Rob. Hey, you know what? This right here might put you over the top. This interview might put you over the top for real.
There you go.
From your lips to God's ears, man. Because when I had my conversation
right,
with God,
though.
he was like, listen, when I'm finished blessing Van, we will get to you. Till then, sit over there in the corner. They're like, all right, I'll just wait. It's been 4 years.
J-Rob, you do know that is not how God operates, right?
Listen.
Out here being blessed.
Listen.
You know
the funny part, man? I talked to God about finding a good woman. And I was like, she can't be nothing like my ex. And I'm convinced God is in heaven laughing. Because he know my reaction. And he got my dad and Fred and my grandfather. He's like, yo, your son is hilarious. Watch this. He asked me for a girlfriend. Watch this. And then I meet who I met. He's like, I told you. The kid is funny. It's all for laughs. It's all for laughs, man. So, you know, my pastor's like, come on, God, take care of my son. He's like, I got him. But he's funny. I'm not stopping this yet. This kid's too funny. So.
He's too funny, bro.
You know, my contract ain't up for like another 60 years, but. Even so,
man.
You know, it's going to be a hard 60. It's going to be a hard 60. I'm just
all
saying.
All right, JJ, my brother.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man. We're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you can go over there and, you know, grab your wife, take out there on the dance floor, man. Let her have a good time, too, man. Just have some fun.
And yeah, do the wobble.
Man. Do the wobble. Man, I always do the robot.
Wobble,
okay, do the robot while you doing the wobble. It'll look dope. Dude, like he having a seizure. No, he's not. He's doing the wobble
it's
and the
paper,
robot.
It looked dope too.
My man. All right, Jay.
We
want to talk to you, bro.
Yes, yes sir.
Later,
y'all
Jay. Thanks for that, one love, one mic.
Good to hear your voice.
Much love. Y'all be easy.
This Jay. You too, bro. You can catch him next Saturday on the Pippa Radio, 9 p.m., him and Gina Storm doing their hey, man, Shakespeare. We're going to go from Shakespeare, J-Rob, to this special caller, because I have not heard her do poetry on the mic in a minute. And I am super excited to bring her on. Ladies and gentlemen,
who this?
On the mic, we have none other than Gwen C.
You are bullshit. You lying.
Hi, hey, happy new year.
Hey, Gwen C.
Happy new year.
Hey.
Happy new year, honey.
Poetic and J-Rock.
Good to hear from you. I'm excited.
Happy New Year.
Don't be excited. I'm reworking some stuff, so you're going to hear some things you've heard before. It's unfortunate, but I got to do it.
Listen,
the only thing that's unfortunate is not hearing you.
Exactly, that part.
Well, you know, and then, you know, J-Rob, you're going to hear some stuff you just heard last night because I'm reworking some stuff.
Well, J-Rob.
Listen.
Can you usher her to the mic?
Wednesday, give me your hand, baby. Come on. Give me your hand. There you go. Listen. Tonight is no topic. And don't even look at Van. He don't count. Look at me. He don't count. Dig this. Tonight is just you being you, who we love hearing you when you do you. All I want is some poetry. I don't even care. Just want some poetry. So, hey, baby, you stand right here in front of the mic. Me and Van going back up, and you get on down.
Thank you. Assuming I or my poems are what we be, because I've only had black dick inside of me, is a double standard. Because you can't stand art or truth when it lies with me. Assuming I only speak on it, Black Lives Matter, food deserts, lack of equal access to health care, bigotry, bias, and hatred, gentrification, because I, quote, take it, black dick is oppressive. A reminder, ivory goosebump on my five-year-old arms as reaction to Martin Luther King's words in my first grade class. Fast forward 42 years and I'm constantly reminded that quoting him makes me racist, fake, unable to be ally, when really I appreciated him then and now. All the conspiracy theories, I ain't with that. I don't seek them out. But here's my cheek out, kiss me goodbye, opposite of how I got in. With little pink squares approving my daily tardies, arrivals at Rosenberg Elementary after walking 8 blocks. 2024, still I'm always late. Everyone used to say I'm on CPT, but if I say it, it's offensive. Walking to school late every day at that age was offensive. A car that wouldn't start was offensive. Empty stomach was offensive. Another kid's mom saying my socks weren't white enough was offensive, instead of acknowledging how bright I was. When I smell sulfur 8, I think of wave caps and berets, how I always want to march, but not in parades, and what it feels like to know Huey P. likely wouldn't have loved me back. I see the fight that always been in me, even when unwanted. I can't stop trying to be an ally like she was to Rocky, yo, Adrian. When I smell breath of sarcasm, I think of being stuck in ring, round and round circles, never tongue-tied, a vocal penny pincher because I don't want to Dubai. I want to go to Dubai, but only after giving more than I have. So until folk let me give exactly who I am, I'm stuck here. When I touch cash, I think I feel freedom and poverty, conflicted that wealth be bottled for consumption, teeter-tottering ideas, pushing them up just to be let down. When I touch sand or shell or sea salt or dick, I think I feel all emotion or none, like riding a seesaw up and down, self-inflicting 7 steps of sabotage, like when I hear I love you, I really hear hate yourself more. You supported, came to my events, I dissed you, you came back merry-go-round. When I hear police dispatch, I really hear concern and mother's heartbreak, gunshots ringing, silencing a black breath or black baby breath because the world won't give them roses yet expects them to peddle. When I recall the taste of my deceased grandmother's cabbage, my attempt at good luck, it reminds me of disparity. Even though I often suffer, there's no system working against me. I wish my activist self really knew how hard it would be for them once they were no longer in my womb. And that age, that at age six, they'd be exposed to classification so much that they'd come home and tell me, "Mama, you like mix." I wish my activist self knew how hard it would be when I was no longer a teen or in my 20s, how lonely would be the hate lingering, five-fingering, pointing and pressing, trying to find a hole in me who I be. I can handle the judgment, but not the assumptions. So next time you got the gumption to say my pieces, as in poems, are based on pieces consumed or body count, remember my body count too. I've been on limb for you, never tripped, but you trying to shade Gwen C, which takes a lot of fucking effort since I am the motherfucking tree. My support of the poetic community doesn't give you no fucking immunity. You know, hashtag inclusion, not exclusion. Without your viewing, my poems still be a staple. My shit be the center and the Lakers. You searching for a genie trying to make a wish to rid me, but I'm Genie Bus, Laker Girls, Jack Nicholson, Food Fund, Minneapolis, Lakers, Kobe, and all the throwbacks. I'm Walton, coaching, Luke 8:24. Even when you execute my exact game plan, I rebuke you. You J.R. Smith thinking you up when the clock is ticking, tick-tock. January 4th, maybe your calendar's broken. I taught you never come for a poet unless we pencil you in. Didn't say anything when you was denying I'm your equal, trying to play me. I already staged pretend madness, so anything else you can do is only going to be the sequel. And now I'm blasting like Beanie Siegel. 3, 2, 1. In peace.
Oh.
Whew. Yep, Gwen C, I was right. I am glad I heard you tonight.
I don't know what's next. What's the next statement worried me there for a minute?
I'm glad I heard this. Because I don't know if I've heard this piece. But I really enjoyed the authentic truth of your poetry in this piece. And vulgar to the point, in your face. Matter of fact, F you. Yeah, this that word. Dope ink.
Thank you.
Why, son? No, thank you.
For the second day in a row, I get to say, damn, that's hot. When you hear Gwen C in the place to be, like, damn, that's hot.
Right.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm not, I got nothing but love for this whole piece and what have you. And it's like, no matter what is thrown at you, you still keep coming and getting with it. And I love it.
Thank you so much.
I love it. Like, it, you know,
having your
name brought up in areas that some people would rather not see you, but you still give them that truth is everything. You keep doing what you're doing. I love it.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate you so much.
We appreciate you. Too. Yes, we do. We appreciate you. All right. We're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor so you can show them some moves out there because the party is live and we will be joining y'all shortly. So please stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
No, wait. One love, one mic. Peace, love, see the worth.
Oof. Jesus. Why, son? Did you hear that, man? Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through the Epiphany lineup real quick so you guys can know what is happening. Join us tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric and Kim Brella Renee. Saturday may be open at the moment. Sunday, we got Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson and Alonzo. I believe the show is starting at 8 instead of 9. Monday night, we got King and Queen's Quarters, Queen La Perla La Negra and Kay Atterbury. Tuesday night will be Mojave and one of his great shows, whether it be War Council, Honey Drip is the Hidden. Make sure you tune in. Wednesday night is Divas Talk with Mrs. VIP and La Perla La Negra. And we will be right back here next Thursday, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic, as we do another edition of the Get Down. So stay tuned. last words, we're going to go to my good brother, Y-Son.
First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year. Thank you for finding some time and not finding it to be robbery of your time to spend it with us tonight on what we do and what's called the Get Down. I truly am humbled by every single one of you that decided to come through, and I look forward to spending some more time with you as the year goes forward. Don't know what the future holds for us, but we're starting the year off on a good note. I can't wait to hear from y'all next week. Looking forward to it. Van Meadows, words don't describe how much I love you, bro. What we got is something really, really special, and there's nobody that can spoil what we bring to the table. You're an incredible dude. I'm humbled and I'm honored. Man, we're still doing this Get Down thing through thick and thin, trials and tribulations, happiness and teardrops, brother. Happy New Year to you, and let's make the Get Down it's supposed to be. I look forward to doing this some more with you, and couldn't ask for a better co-host, man. Salute.
Salute to you too, bro. Love you too, man. Likewise, man. This show is nothing without you. You know, it just doesn't flow right, man. I know because I tried and tried, and it just didn't work. So being consistent, man, and just bringing the ideas to the table when we think about these show, man, and our listeners and our callers, you know, it's really good to have somebody that thinks like I think, and I think like you think. So it makes the organic of the show very seamless. So, brother, I salute you, and I take my hat off to you, man, because I got the greatest co-host in the world. So thank you, good brother. I appreciate you. And
amen.
Happy New Year to the Epiphany
yes,
family.
Sir.
Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. I will say that until I got no more air left in my body, blue in the face. But we appreciate you taking your time out, coming through, hanging out with us, having a good time, you know, just doing what we do. And thank you for curing our poetry woes, because we were dying without you. And we're back, and you guys came through, and you showed up and showed out and delivered some of the most dynamic poetry that my ears have ever heard. Thank y'all for that. Now, we got to go. We're going to get out of here. We held your hostage long enough. So, we will see y'all tomorrow night. Renaissance Poetry, Keith Eric, Kimberly Ray, Renee, because we and J-Rap got to get out there on that dance floor so we can get our boogie on. One love.
Indeed.
One mic. Peace. And remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Peace. Peace.